This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.98, up 2.25 on the open. July, 4.95.5 down 1. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.78, down a half on the open. July, 4.90 unchanged. September, 4.99 unchanged. December, 5.13 unchanged. March, 5.20 down 2 on the open. May corn opened at 3.63.5, down 5.5 on the open. July, 3.75 down 6.5. September, 3.80.5 down 5.75. December, 3.89.5 down 5.5. March, 3.99.5 down 5.25. May, 4.07 down 5. July, 4.12 down 4 on the open. May soybeans opened at 7.32.5, down 5.5 on the open. July, 7.50 down 5. August, 7.58 down 5. September, 7.65.5 down 4.5. November, 7.78.5 down 5.25. January, 7.91 down 3.5. March, 7.98 down 3. May, 8.03.5 down 2.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 197 down 230 on the open. July, 203 down 170. May soybean oil opened at 3303 up 6 on the open. July, 3355 down 2. At the Merck April feeders, opened at 108.20, up 95 on the open. May, 108.05, up 22.5. August, 110.45, up 45. September, 109.95, up 75 on the open. April live cattle opened at 97.10, up 5 on the open. June, 93, up 30. August, 91.25, up 20. October, 95.05, down 7.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 65.55, up 7.5 on the open. May, 76.05, up 10. June, 77.60, up 60. July, 78.20, up 42.5 on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 104.60, up 35 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, a little softer tone to begin the week. Is this all weather-driven?
Well, the perception that the weather's going to cooperate this week and allow some field activity to take place has the market on the defensive, especially for corn futures. That's probably going to be the tone this week as we sort of position ourselves for sort of back and filling action here, at least today and tomorrow.
Well, let's look at the reality versus the perception. What do you think that the percentage of planting will be not today, but rather a week from today?
Well, that's a good question. I would say by the end of the month we'll probably be 25-30% planted versus 50%. In the past we've had quite a bit planted by this time, but we got to remember each year we keep getting earlier and getting more aggressive and able to cover more and more territory. So we're going to make some pretty good headway, at least from the central ballot on south. You get on into the northern areas, it's just going to take some time. They've been a little bit more wet and a little bit more cold.
So if you're 25% planted a week from today and the average is closer to 50%, and if the bias continues for wet weather the following week or so, will that pop the market?
Well, you're going to be 50%. Plan our 25% plan by the 30th, 2 weeks from now. A week from today, you'll probably be in between there somewhere. But It's going to vary. It's in the hands of the weatherman, and there's probably weather people more qualified than I am to project the weather. And, you know, this coming weekend, if we see 2, 3, 4 inches of rain across the Midwest, well, you're going to see this corn market challenge the highs. The next weather system comes in this coming weekend, you know, if it's more of a normal situation, then we're probably going to continue to sort of consolidate and soften up and glide a little lower. Seasonally, whenever you get in this time window, if there's no real weather threat, the trend is down.
I guess I'll put it another way. At what point in your mind do you believe that traders will throw in the towel and say, you know what, we're not going to get that crop in the ground at 90.5 million acres, given weather conditions?
Well, given weather conditions, I think you got to go clear in the middle of May. You know, if the weather stays bad in the middle of May. Price rise right here, price, looking at raw price, you know, 388 December futures, 390 futures is still encouraging guys to put corn in. So I don't think there's going to be any corn returned here in the next 2 weeks yet.
So even if producers haven't got a significant portion of their crop in the ground, say, by the first week of May, and that's when some yield drag begins to show up, you think the inclination will still be going ahead and going with corn as opposed to beans?
I think they're going to push corn as much as they can. You know, the equipment today, we can cover a lot more ground. You know, the main thing is the temperatures right now. And, you know, I think the mindset is to continue to incentives put corn in. You know, if you put nitrogen on, you don't have another alternative, really. You know, there's a lot of things you guys have done. Some of these guys are 75-80% sold on corn already, so they don't have no choice. They're going to have to put corn in. The incentive's still there. You've got another 2-3 weeks yet before trade becomes nervous. If you go back, way back when in history, you know, we didn't get a lot of corn planted until 1st of June anyway. So, you know, over the last 15 years, the trade, the farmer, the producer has been aggressive getting corn in this time of year.
But this is a demand-led market, and if we don't get the corn in the ground, we're not going to get anywhere near what we're going to need in the fall.
Well, that's yet to be determined. You know, we'll see if we get it in. I imagine we're going to get a good chunk in it. But, two, you got a lot of growing season in front of you. If you have normal weather or cooperative weather during the growing season, you're going to, you know, have some very high yields. A lot of this triple stack's been sold out. You know, the seed that produces the highest yields, you know, a large percentage of that's going to be put in the ground. So odds are you're going to have a very good potential yield. Now, if weather's adverse this summer and, you know, we don't get another drop of rain once we get the crop in the ground, then the sky's the limit. You can have corn 8, 9, 10 bucks a bushel.
So what yield are you working off, given the fact that we're putting a lot of this, not a lot, but some of this corn in the south and out in the Dakotas where yields aren't particularly good?
Well, that's not necessarily 100% true. You know, the guys in the south, the cotton guys, the grounds going corn is their best ground, and it's irrigated ground. You know, the misconception, the fringe area is poor ground. That's not true. A lot of the fringe areas, they're going to put some of their better corn in, ground in corn. And plus, too, when you talk to a seedsman and put in a planting plan and buy your seed, there's genetics involved that's fit certain soil types and conditions to give them the best yield potential. So things have really changed, you know, over the last 10 to 15 years.
So what number are you working off of as a national yield?
Well, right now you've got to go with trend line average yields. You know, you can be in this 154 bushel bracket right now. You know, if you get the crop in, the favorable weather, you can push that yield up to 160, 165 fairly quickly.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4400.
4606.
Let's look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast. He says today, sunny and warmer, highs ranging from 54 to 70. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 31 to 43. Tomorrow, in northern and western Illinois, increasing cloudiness with a chance for a few scattered showers during the afternoon. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs from 58 to 73. Today, wind speeds at 8 to 16 miles per hour with some higher gusts. Tomorrow, wind speeds at 5 to 15. The extended scattered light showers will be possible Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Otherwise, dry weather is expected the rest of the week. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.